وضع الله بالله علي العظيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلا لقاء الله أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا آتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا صدق الله العلي العظيم مؤمنين this is the last majlis for Surah Kahf may Allah accept our amal deeds the verse I recited is verse number 102 and its translation is this Do then those who disbelieve think that they can take my servant as guardians besides me? Verily we have prepared hell for the infidels to be entertained. Nuzula means entertained. What Mizan talks about is that in this verse it is especially for idol worshippers. That who took idols as Allah's servant. But this is the part of it, but in reality what also Mizan is described is that anybody you take instead of Allah and think that he can do things for you solely and you just go for him and are leaving Allah, you are taking him as your idol. So everything has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have always Allah in your mind for any kind of help. And ask for dua and an intercession from Allah's friend. That's different. But everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says for those inna atadna jahannam kafir nuzula, Allah says, I have prepared for entertainment for them, those infidels, fire. So their punishment is fire. And next one Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا Say, shall we inform you of the greatest loser in the deeds? Those whose effort is lost in this world life. While they think that they are working good deeds. They are those who disbelieve in the signs of their Lord and meeting Him. So their deeds became null. And on the day of resurrection, we assign no weight for them. This is a long verse. There are three verses here we recited. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 103, 104, 105. Allah is asking Prophet to say that tell them that should I inform you that who is greatest loser in deeds? Aksarina amala from a khusr khasara is aksarin. What is khasara? Means aksarin means totally losing the whole thing. Losing totally the whole thing, not just the benefit but the whole thing. Who are those people? Who are the greatest loser in these deeds? Those whose effort is lost in this world, while they think they are working good deeds. You know, they do all their life good deeds. They do all their life good deeds. And they think they are doing great. Allah says, but they are the greatest loser. And who are those people? These are the ones who disbelieve the sign of their Lord. Who are the disbelievers in Allah's verses. And meeting Him, they don't even believe that they are going to meet Allah. So their deeds become null. Their deeds are void. And on the day of judgment, Allah will not establish any kind of weight for their deeds. Ya Allah. See, this verse came, Mizan says, especially for polytheists, who are idol worshippers. If you go to Hindu ideology, you will know that there are reincarnation, okay, that you can reincarnation, you come to new next life again and again. But there is no concept in Hinduism of meeting Allah on the day of judgment. They don't have that. So Allah is talking about those idol worshippers, especially that they might do great deeds all their life and they think they are going to go to paradise. Allah says no, they are going to lose the whole thing. They are the greatest losers. Why they are greatest losers? Ulaika alladhina kafaru bi ayati rabbihim. They were deniers of Allah's sign. Waliqai, and they didn't have any hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. So Allah just destroyed their amal. وَلَا يَقْرُمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمِ الْقَيَامَةِ وَبْنَا. And Allah will not establish any weight for them on the judgment day. Such a hard word, you know, because we know that there is a mizan there. There will be balance there on the judgment. Good deeds and bad evil deeds will be weighted, right? And who has good deeds will go to paradise, inshallah. And who has evil deeds will go to hellfire. But Allah says for them, I had no mizan for them. I don't have balance for them. I will not put them on the balance. They have no weight, so I will not put them on balance, and I have prepared for them hellfire. Because all their deeds are null and void because they did not accept my verses in the Quran and Hakim. And those signs of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ahlul Bayt, they did not accept that. And they did not have any hope to meet me on the judgment day. That's why you read Hindu ideology. They have no day of judgment that you will meet God, you know. Dalika jazahum jahannam bima kafaru wattakhadu ayati wa rusuli khuzwa. Thus, hell is their recompense for what they disbelieved and took my signs and my messengers in mockery. They are the one for them, the recompense, nuzula. Allah, word nuzula means like being guest in the hellfire, you know. I have prepared for them. Who are these which for them Allah has prepared? Hell is a guest, is the one who disbelieved and make fun of my signs, my Quran, my verses, and my messengers. Make fun of them. You know, there are a lot of people who see that when you say Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they make fun of him. Quran, oh, this is making fun of him. Although they do good deeds all their life, and they think they are going to go to paradise. Now for this, we know that it's especially for polytheists. This verse is for polytheists. But also, Mizan describes is for several other people also. Mullah Muttaqiyan says that this verse also comes for who postponed the fulfillment of Hajj. Ya Allah, from today to tomorrow also are included in this verse. See, postponing Hajj is so bad that a lot of people say, oh, we'll go to Ziyarat, and they don't care about Hajj. They come to this verse because their ideology has been different. We ask Allah to refuse from that ideology. And also this verse has been come according to Mullah Muttaqiyan, is for people of book. People of book are also included in this verse because they made fun of Quran Hakim, did not accept Quran Hakim, and also made fun of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are included in this. And also people of Nehrwan are included in this verse because they made fun of Imam Ali Salam, because he was calling and they made fun of Imam Ali Salam. They are all also included in this verse. If you make fun of your imam, not accept, you are included. So Allah says that I have prepared as a guest for the guests who are kuffar, hellfire. Now Allah talks about paradise. And how Allah talks about paradise being prepared for the guests for me. So for both Allah used the word guest. Now as far people who will go to paradise. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula khalidina fiha la yabghuna anha khiwala. Well, those who believe and do righteous deeds, there is for them gardens of paradise for their entertainment, abiding therein forever. They desire no removal therefrom. Subhanallah. These are Allah is talking about the people who believe and do good deeds. For them is gardens of paradise of Firdaus. And they live there forever and they don't want to move out of that place. Why they don't want to move out of the place? Because they'll get there everything what they want. So if you get some everything what you want, why want to move out from there? So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that if you ask Allah for anything, ask for Him Firdaus, because it is in the middle of heaven and highest part of heaven. Firdaus, middle of heaven, highest part of heaven. Rahman's throne is above it. The rivers of heavens gush from it. Subhanallah. That's Firdaus. Prophet says, ask for Allah Firdaus. See, many Muslims, they die, they don't say Firdaus from their tongue. It's Allah's blessing, Allah's teaching us through Quran that we should ask, then Jannat comes from our mouth, Jannat Firdaus. Ask for Allah will give you tawfiq to say Firdaus, inshallah Allah will give you Firdaus, inshallah. Mullah Muttaqihan says, everything has a peak and the peak of heaven is Firdaus. It is for the Muhammad and family of Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. It is for them. See, but how gracious our Prophet is. He said, it's not just for me. Imam Ali says, for them, right? But Prophet said, you ask for it too. How kind our Prophet is. We love him so much. And our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, when he was asked about this verse, he said, it was revealed about Abu Dharr, Salman, Miqdad, and Ammar bin Yasir. Allah assigned the gardens of Firdaus for them as a nuzul, that is refuge and home. Subhanallah. So they excluded, they said, nah, we are not exclusive, but they are also. So Mizan says about this explanation of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, that he gives those names, but it's also for believers. That's why Prophet says, ask for it. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah save us from hellfire and put us in Jannat al-Firdaus. Next verse, Allah talks about the beauty of His words. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلْمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلْمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Say, if the sea became ink for the words of my Lord, the sea would certainly be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even though we brought the like of it to help. Subhanallah, what a beautiful verse. This is last but one verse of Surah Kahf. What Allah is saying, that tell them that if you bring a sea as an ocean and use it as ink to describe the words of God, it is not enough to describe the words of your God, even if you bring one ocean like it again to help it out. That's Allah's words, kalma. What is Allah's kalma? Before we go into detail about Allah's kalma, kalma is word, right? We know that. And we'll discuss it later on. But let's describe something else before we go to that detail. Mizan says very beautiful thing about this verse, that he said that when Surah Kahf came and Allah described three beautiful stories, one for Ashabi Kahf, one for Khidr and Musa alayhi salam, and third one for Zulqarnain. When Allah said so beautiful three stories, because those were asked from Him, right? When Allah described in such a beautiful, mystic way those stories, He said how the reality was that and how secrets came out of it, like especially with Khidr, how secrets came out behind the apparent, you know, was secrets, right? So those were the Allah's words, you know. Allah described in His words, in Quran Hakim, His words came out with so detailed realities which we are not aware of that. So this is a kalma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which came out and described those things. So He said that after that, this verse was revealed to show that how Allah's kalmas are great. That's one point out of it. But further it goes further more in detail. And it goes further that you have heard my description of these stories, but these are just some part of my kalma. But my kalmas are, my words are endless. I just showed you some of it. And my words and words are endless beauties. And nobody can perceive it and comprehend and describe them, Allah says. It's just few of them. Further, it says that this verse came in the context that when a prophet was asked about Ruh, so Quran says that you have been given the knowledge, but very very little about it, about Ruh. We know that. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ الْعِلْمَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. We gave knowledge but very little about it, right? So people start saying that you have very little knowledge. What is this, you know? And they start questioning about it. So this verse came that I gave little knowledge because I am endless. My knowledge is endless in front of any knowledge. And whatever comes is little for you. Because my words are endless. Now there is a further discussion about it. What is Allah's words? Allah's word is verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Allah's words. But is that enough? Is Allah's words? Allah's word is Allah's every action, Allah's every creation, every idea and thought is Allah's word. Everything is Allah's sign. One atom is Allah's word. Every atom is Allah's word. And there's so much detail about it, there is no end to it. For instance, we had discovery of atom, right? And then we thought that maybe there is only electron, proton, neutron, right? And then we were happy about it, right? Now further it came down, no, there are few more subparticles there, right? First there was Bohr's theory to describe Allah's word, how it is operating. Then came quantum theory. No, it goes like this. So there is no end to it. Allah's beauty, when you see, there is endless beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know about brain, how it is. We know a little bit about it, but we know very little about brain in reality, right? So Allah's words are endless. Allah's creation and his beauties are endless. So about that, there is a this was Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, it tells you that Allah's kalam has no end or limit and will never stop. It has no end. This is Allah's kalam. And that is really tawheed, to see tawheed. Now we are going to last verse. Before we go to last verse, we have to understand the importance of this last verse which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about this. If nothing but the end of Surah Al-Kahf has been revealed to my nation, it would have been enough for them, Prophet said. Subhanallah. Means Allah, Prophet is explaining this last verse which Allah is giving us chance today. We thank Allah to read this verse. If nothing was revealed, Prophet said, if this verse was revealed, was enough for my nation. And reality, when you read this verse, where Allah give us guidance about this verse, explain the whole religion. Annama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya in annama ilahakum ilahum wahid faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi falyamal amalu salihan wala yushrik bi ibadati rabbihi ahada. Say, I am only a mortal like you. It is revealed unto me that your God is one God. Therefore, whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do righteousness and make none sharer of the worship due unto his Lord. This verse is the last verse. It is such a beautiful verse. If you read it a couple of times, you'll start crying. Inshallah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Tell them that I am the Bashar just like you. But I have been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse shows Tawheed. This verse shows Qiyamah. This verse shows Nabuwat, Prophethood. This is the beauty of our Prophet. That he was the greatest teacher ever universe has seen. And his teaching was so great that when he left this world, his teaching was so great that nobody called him God. Others have been called God, right? Many of the great ones were called God, right? Even Imam Ali was called God, right? Right? Jesus was called God, right? Lot of other prophets have been called God, but Prophet was never called God. Subhanallah, why? This is his greatness of his teaching. Surely I am only a mortal like you. It is revealed unto me that your God is one God. Your God is one God. Therefore, whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do righteousness and make none sharer of worship do unto his Lord. Innama ilahakum ilahum wahid. Surely your Lord is one Lord. Such a beauty of Tawheed. Such a beauty of Nabuwat that I have been revealed. Just feel the purity of the revelation on the Prophet's heart. This verse is for Urfa also. Who can feel the purity of revelation on Prophet's heart? انما يوحى الي انما الهكم اله واحد. Surely your world, Lord, is one Lord. Ilah wahid is the Tawheed. So beautifully Allah is talking about. فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربهم, who is hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is judgment day. And Urfa cry, the who are the people of Gnosis cry to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of the verse, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like polytheists, they have no concept of prophethood. They don't have concept of one God. They don't have concept of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the concept of monotheism of Islam. Who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What kind of life you have if you don't have even the belief that you are going to meet your Creator? And how beautiful is that idea to meet your Creator, which Allah is saying in Quran, which is the ultimate absolute truth, that you have to meet your Lord. So one who has the belief in oneness of Allah and revelation of the Quran, which is revealed on our Prophet's blessed heart, which is the prophethood, and meeting Allah on the judgment day, these are the concepts of Islam. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلُ فَعْلَيَانَ. So he should do good deeds. Subhanallah. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادِهِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادِهِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And make none share of worship due unto his Lord. And not to any kind of shirk, any kind of association in Allah's worship, but only him. This is the purity of the deed. And this is Islam. There's a lot of commentary on this verse that we cannot have any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any situation. And there are a lot of ahadiths about it. The Prophet said, I am the best partner. I leave all work of anyone who associates anyone from my creation with me in his work to associate, and will not accept what is for me alone. Allah says, everything is for me alone. Otherwise, I will not accept your any deed. Then, our sixth Imam says that, and explain this, and the best partner, I will not accept of anyone who associates a partner with me in his work, apart from what is for me alone. It should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet explains more and says, we have two kind of polytheism. One is which you know polytheism, but there is also minor polytheism, which Prophet said that I am more afraid of my community doing minor polytheism. So people ask Prophet, what is minor polytheism? He said hypocrisy. And he explained, on the day of hereafter, when Allah Almighty and Glorious recompense the deeds of the servant, he will tell the hypocrites, go unto those for whom you used to act hypocritically in the world and see whether you find recompense of your action with them. Go and find for them the result, a reward of your deeds which you are showing off. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, on the day of hereafter, the servant who has established prayer will be brought, and he says, oh Lord, I have prayed for your pleasure. He will be answered, but you prayed in order to be said that a good prayer so has been established. Take him into fire. Then he said, the same manner will be treated with the one who has struggled, has recited Quran and given alms. This hadith has been, if we read one more hadith from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, explains even more. Prophet says, whoever prays and shows off, attributes a partner. Whoever fasts and shows off, attributes a partner. Whoever gives charity and shows off, attributes a partner. May Allah. It is very hard, brother and sister. This minor polytheism is very hard for all of us. We have to be real about it. We are very weak. We are sinners, all of us. And it pops in our heart many times. That how good we are doing. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. How good we are doing, maybe are people appreciating my work, you know. And it's so hard, it's not easy. But this is the reality that we have to accept, that it should not come in our mind. If Shaitan brings how good I did, we should just sit down. We'll walk and fall, brothers and sisters. We'll walk and fall, all of, including myself. But Allah is Rahim. We have to keep this in our mind and ask Allah's help with the du'as of our Prophet and Imam Azam alayhi salam. Then, oh Allah, this is very hard for us. And that's what Prophet was afraid of. Our minor polytheism for all of us. You know, everybody is in the same boat. And we are all very weak, all of us. You know, Shaitan will say, how good you are doing? And you know, we have to ask Allah that, Allah, this is so hard. Please do cure it in our heart so that he said, Allah, anything we do is just for you, for our dark grave. We hope that with these deeds, our grave gets light in the dark grave. We are doing this amal just for our dark grave, not for anybody else, not for showing off. On the judgment day when we are alone, Allah, these deeds should be purely for you. It's so hard, we know, but inshallah, with the du'as of Ahlul Bayt, with the du'as of Imam Azam alayhi salam, we'll reach to this level. Inshallah, Allah is very forgiving. It comes, we ask astaghfar of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But trust me, when we reach to this level that is only for Allah, let me tell you, when we reach to this level, everything is for Allah, we'll have so much happiness in our heart, enlightenment, that pure Allah's love will come to our heart. Allah wants us to see the best happiness. The best happiness is if when we do purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be so happy. We'll be more happy than the shaitan put whispers in our heart that, oh, how did you do? And be happy about it. There's no happiness in that. Compared to when we have to the level of seeing how happy it is and we are doing for the light of universe. Allah Nur Samad Wal Arf. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. For that Nur, when we do for that Nur only, that Nur enlightens in our heart. That is a real happiness. Then we become Nurani, we become enlightened. This verse is what Prophet said, is a verse for, this verse was, is enough for my community. Where we see this verse in our life? Imam Hussein's life and Karbala is the explanation of this verse. When we see the Karbala, we see this verse. You know, Imam Hussein's showed what his grandfather recited in Quran. Imam Hussein said that my grandfather recited this in Quran, this last verse. I'll show this verse how to apply. You know, this verse says, "Annama ilakum ilahu wahid, faman kana yarju liqai rabbi, fal yamal amalu faalahum, wala yushuk bi abadhi rabbi ahada." Therefore, whoever it is revealed unto me that your Lord is one Lord. Whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do righteousness and make none sharer of worship due unto his Lord. This verse has been seen when Karbala came. Annama ilahakum ilahu wahid. Ilahum wahid is seen in Imam Hussein's personality. Ilahakum ilahu wahid. He didn't do bear to Yazid. He said, my Lord is one Lord. You see Imam Hussein. And who is a desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who was more desirous to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no hypocrisy was Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You see it on the Ashura night, not only Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but Ashab Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ashab Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Hussein said that the kind of companion I got, my grandfather didn't get it, my father didn't get it, my brother didn't get it. And we see in Karbala that the night comes, and then when Imam Hussein says to his companion, it's a dark night, I'm going to shut all the candles. As dark, you leave this place. And that was the ikhlas of Ashab. They could have left him because tomorrow they have to die. They are sticking around with him. This is the ikhlas. We should learn from this companion Imam Hussein alayhi salam to have ikhlas in our heart and think that, Ya Mola, if you could give ikhlas to those companions, give us ikhlas. For in the name of Muhammad Ali Muhammad, give us ikhlas. Just like the companion Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we do for you. When they had the ikhlas companion, then who was desired to meet Allah, right? Yarju liqai Rabbi. Now Hussain said, now you ikhlas, I want to show you how you'll meet Allah. and they were shown the position of paradise, that that's your place because you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready to go give their life because they wanted to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us this ikhlas that we see ilahum wa'id, we see wa'id Allah with no hypocrisy and desire to meet Allah. Imam Hussein desire to meet Allah was so much that he left from Medina to Makkah to meet Allah. He knew he's going to die. From Makkah to Karbala to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salih and فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلَ صَالِحًا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلَ صَالِحًا Good deeds. Who could have done more good deeds than Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the way he sacrificed everybody. Alhamdulillah, bil alameen, illa anallahu lana rajiun.